between the homes that are all wooded and forest. I know that the parcels that are back behind it, there's 7,000 acres behind the property that's owned by one individual. Next. There's three-car garage with a long driveway and a large parking pad, so it does provide ample parking and usage for the property. Just to give another overview of the road coming in and out. Property provides privacy and seclusion. It's also served by a private water well and septic system. Same view you guys have already. And then this is the reference of the NR1 zoning up a few miles at the end of Fruit Farm Road. Just in case you wanted to have a visual for that I pulled. I mainly wanted to speak to Beth's character just because I've known her for so long. She's became like family to our family. And one thing I can say about Beth is that if there's ever an issue, she's the first one to make sure that it's resolved, if there's ever any problems, and make sure that it's always right with the neighbors. Any of the properties that she currently owns that she has come through to have zoned, she's became friends with her neighbors. So that way there's an open communication. If there's ever any issues, they have her cell phone, and she is not too far to come and help. So I just wanted to speak on her behalf and provide a little bit more information about the property.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone that wants to speak in opposition to this project? Got one here. Where do you want to start? I don't care. Come on, whoever.
Hey, I've got a little packet here I'd like to hand out to each one of you. I know you probably don't have time to read it right now, but there's some information in it. I don't know when you're going to vote or if you're going to deliberate on this and vote it another night. Like,
you want to state your name for the record?
Eddie Coxey. I live at 631 Fruit Farm Road,
yes,
across
sir.
The street. So may I approach?
Yes.
In this packet is basically my remarks that I'm hoping to make tonight, and a copy of the letter that was sent to the HOA speaks somewhat disparagingly of the people across the street. I haven't lived right across the street. I don't feel like I'm white trash or anything like that, but when I read the letter, I do. But I want to thank you for your time, guys. I know this is not an easy job. In any decision you make in here, there's people that are for it, and there's people that are against it. That's always the way it is. The issue of nightly rental has been around since I worked for the county, and trying to get a handle on it. Back when we were doing performance zoning, where whenever you had a piece of property, you had to bring it before planning and zoning to get anything done. So the issue of traditional zoning was going to take away from all this and kind of set this to where this is the area. When you buy in the area, you know what you got. And that's what I'd like to hit on a little bit tonight. What's happened in my eyes, we have an individual that wants to sell his home. He's having trouble selling his home. I understand that. And then he has a businessman or a business person that wants to come in and take over the home and has offered to buy it if he can get the zoning changed to meet their needs so they can run their business. Now, worst case scenario, people will come in and tell you, this is what I'm going to do. It's only going to be this, it's only going to be that. But when times go bad or it changes owner or something like that, once you've changed your zoning, it's changed. And they can go to the maximum density. And I don't know what that's going to be and under today's rules and regulations and everything like that. But home is where I go to get away from everything. When you were down here tonight, you're going to go home. So you're going to sit down and watch some TV. Some of you are going to sit down and have a drink or whatever you do, and you're going to feel a place where you can rest. And that area that I live in, that's what it was zoned, single-family residential, so that people could raise their home. And if they wanted to put a big subdivision over in there, wouldn't say a word about it. But what we're doing here is asking you to change zoning so that they can run a business in there. And once it's changed, then it's used for other compatibility for other projects that want to come in. I spoke with FEMA one time when I was working here, and the guy from FEMA said, I had some people that wanted a variance to the code, and he said, don't ever start making variances to your code. He said, there's sometimes when it's necessary, but you be as sparing as you can be, because once you start making them, it opens up for other code changes and compatibilities and issues like that. So I'm going to ask you this. You have one person that needs to sell their home, wants to get a zoning change so they can sell their home. They're not going to live there anymore. They're going to be gone. You got another person that wants to come in and buy it and use it as a business. They're not going to live there. They're going to be responsible for it, but they're not going to live there. And then we're opening up this property for a whole lot of density changes and compatibility issues and everything like that. Across the street, I know in our subdivision, there's about 104 houses. There's people over there that bought in there because they wanted to live in a single-family residential area. Now, granted, they're not in part of our subdivision. They're out of the subdivision. But still, that area is single-family residential. And I'm going to ask you to really look at that hard, gentlemen, and understand that the probability is when that zoning changes, if it changes, that it can affect a whole lot of things. And I'd like to ask you to say, no, we're not going to make an exception to our rules. We set these rules up. Everybody had the opportunity to come in and say what they needed for their property. And, yes, under special circumstances, we can change those rules. But because I want to sell my house and I want to run a business out of that house, that's a privilege. That's not a special circumstance. So I'd ask you to consider that as you go into your deliberations. And that's all I need. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Who wants to be next?
My name's Justin Gower. I wasn't opposed for it. I didn't come up quick enough I was for it. I've lived on Fruit Farm Road for 26 years. My wife's family has been on Fruit Farm for 60 plus years. That would be part of the Hoover Estates. And I just wanted to throw out there that I've known Dave Jones for a long time. He's a very honest person. The other thing I just wanted to kind of throw out there is the increase of traffic on Fruit Farm Road. I haven't seen an increase of traffic on Fruit Farm Road from my house down. I live past the subdivision. It's been the same amount of flow of traffic as it's been for probably 6 years, 5 years. Mostly the increase of traffic that I see is the younger generation coming down. I'm a man of not very many words, so I just wanted to say that I was for that, and I don't have anything against the nightly rentals. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
My name is Mike Nickel. I'm a local realtor in the area. I'm not opposed to nightly rentals. I'll make sure that short and sweet at the beginning of this process. I am, however, opposed to nightly rentals in circumstances exactly like this. My home is at the corner of the end of Elise Lane right there. I'm a member of Country Farm Estates, and I've lived there for 12 years. I can guarantee you, because that 11-year-old girl sitting right back there waits for the school bus on the corner of Elise Lane. She's done it ever since she started kindergarten at Hollister School System. That traffic on that road has already increased based on the fact that on the backside of that and Fruit Farm Road, there are some properties that Mr. Morris has bought that he's having folks that are traveling back and forth, going into Big Cedar and back and forth. There are long-term rentals and that type of thing, but that's where that traffic increase has come from due to that process. I can also tell you, as the president of the Property Owners Association in Emerald Point, that the nightly rental process associated with what you're talking about there is going to definitely see an increase. Those people, regardless of the current ownership, business is business, and it's a bottom line set of facts that direction. She very well may be a fantastic individual, and I don't disagree with that because I did my proper due diligence and vetted her. Everything I've heard about her is amazing, and her properties are awesome. But she's not here forever. None of us are. And that property gets rezoned to nightly rental. It is nightly rental forever. It's not a conditional use. It's not a change that's going to be there temporarily. And my kids wait for the school bus there as people who are on vacation going to be traveling back and forth up and down that road. And there's, with the amount of bedrooms and baths that that property has, you can have 30 people there in and out, going back and forth to shows, going back and forth to whatever they're doing, grocery store, whatever associated that way. So that's my opposition to it, is the fact that on top of, I also wrote a letter in opposition. I don't have it with me. There are folks in the audience that have it. I wrote in a letter in opposition based on some of the incorrect information that's inside of that. But I will say that it's definitely not something that Country Farm Estates has it against our bylaws. I was not even aware that that property was not part of our subdivision. I thought it was. So that was where I'm shocked that it's not already a residential property based on how large of a home it is, and that it is a home that direction. So I'm definitely opposed to it, and I know that there are several members of the community with proper information that would also be opposed to it as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up to speak for this? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Judlin. I live at the property. Let's see. This is the home here, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am right here. So, I guess the reason why I'm here is because I really believe in community. And I really love living in Taney County. I moved here about 11 years ago. I'm so in love with this community that I've given my time and my effort to start the First Friday Art Walk in Hollister. It's now 6 years. I'm a member of State of the Ozarks, Joshua Heston, who writes in our local paper. So I'm very much involved with the community and the folks in the community. And the one reason why I love coming out to Country Farm Estates was because it was a community. We've got a great community out there. You see all those homes? Those are real wonderful people that live there. Now, I know that Mr. Jones lives across the street because every 4th of July, he loves his 4th of July celebrations. My pets don't, but he loves it. I've never complained, even though I dislike the loud fireworks for an hour and a half across the street from me. But I've never complained. You know, we are a community of homeowners who love it. You know, we're neighborly. I've noticed the increase in traffic and everything. But that doesn't concern me. My concern is having a nightly rental. I love that people come to Taney County for Branson. I love that they come to Hollister. I love that Mr. Jones is a businessman. Miss Beth wrote us a letter and said that she said that she had 5 homes. I don't have the letter in front of me, but when I pulled up her breakaway, there's 6 on this page. There's 6 on this page. There's 6 on this page. There's, 8 on this page. There's 6 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 on this page. And there is 5 on this page. So I know she's very successful. And hats off to her. But I'm really more about community, neighbors, and that, to me, having a nightly rental, not knowing who's coming in or out, is concerning to me. Sometimes I am at my home alone. My husband travels. He doesn't travel for a week. He travels for months on end. When he goes to a job, he may be there for 3 months. He may be there for 6 months. He may be there for a year. So my concern being alone at the time, and there's lots of neighbors that I have that are single. And it's just a concern to me that we have